Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Richard Waialeale is a staff pastor at New Hope Oahu. He's been in full-time ministry for over 14 years. On the weekends, he's the lead campus pastor at New Hope Manoa, a satellite site of New Hope Oahu. He oversees the edification ministry at New Hope Oahu and is part of the teaching team along with Wayne Cordero. As a communicator, he is bringing hope. Hope in Christ. Hope through the Word of God. Hope through a teaching gift that God has given to him, as you will soon hear. And that's why we're here today, to talk, to share heart to heart, not only with one another, but with you, as you listen in and hear about the love of Jesus Christ for you, dear friend. In fact, whatever you're facing today, whatever challenge it might be, whatever mountain you feel you have to climb, regardless how daunting it might seem, we believe that God sent us here to be with you, to let you know that there is always hope in Christ, and you can find strength in Him, in Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away, Jesus who was buried, and 3 days later rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, at this very moment, calls you to Himself. And if you haven't yet done so, our hope is that you would open your heart to Jesus Christ and receive Him as your personal Savior and Lord. And if you're already walking with the Lord, it's our prayer that our time together will build you up, that you would indeed be encouraged. Richard Waialeale has a master's degree from New Hope Christian College in Christian Ministry. He's working towards a second master's degree in global leadership from Fuller Theological Seminary. He's married to Mary. They have two daughters and one granddaughter. Richard, welcome to our show.
Aloha and good morning.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Palolo Valley, born and raised there. And then when I graduated from high school, then I moved out of there. But I've always been a townie, a town guy.
Okay. Now, Palolo Valley. Talk to us about Palolo Valley. What was it like growing up there?
You know, we lived in a housing up until the time I was born. I'm one of five children. I'm the number four. And when I was born, my dad purchased a house up on Palolo Avenue, just below College Long. To me, it was the greatest place. Everything you could ever need was in Palolo Valley. So if my father drove anything further than Waialae Avenue, it was country for us because everything was in Palolo Valley. We played sports. We played anything we could get our hands on as I was growing up. I played baseball, football, basketball, and we had a huge park in Palolo Valley. Great friends, whether in the housing, outside of that, up College Long, a lot of friends in Palolo Valley.
You still stay in touch with some of your friends?
Hardly ever. But I still see some of them around. I visit Facebook and look at the graduating class.
It sounds like an enchanted childhood from the standpoint that everything is self-contained.
Yeah, it was. And you know, the group of guys that we hung around with, We all had the same thing in common. We all loved sports, and we all played everything together. And that was just a growing up, knowing my family heritage and everything, there was always sports involved. So I hardly knew my family history because I was always out playing sports. So when we got nowadays, when we have these family reunions, you know, I always ask some of my cousins and some of the other closer families, who is that? You know, I never was around to see my family growing up, and I kind of regret it, you know. And I was so into sports that I was always out playing with my friends.
What was your favorite sport?
Basketball. Basketball, then baseball, and football was my least. But I love anything. Anything that got us going was I love sports.
Who influenced you most?
My dad. Mm-hmm. You think about this. If I was to ask you, who are you more attached to? You're attached to your mom or your dad? Four of my brothers and sisters would say mom. I would say my dad, because my dad loves sports. I love sports, and he always played catch with me or did whatever he could to influence me.
So you have those memories.
Yes.
Memories with dad. Is dad still with us?
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm. Especially my dad. He passed away in 1999, and you know, it hit me after he was gone. I used to think, man, what was it? What was it that he would always say stuff to me that would encourage me? I was always better after I left speaking with him than when I first got in there. And he, the thing about my dad and the influence that he placed on me was that he believed in me. He would always say, I believe in you. I believe in you. You can do this. I believe in you. You know, no matter how junk I was, how junk I was starting off, he would always say, I believe in you. I know you can do this, you know.
That's a word that people are dying of thirst to hear, mm-hmm. Pastor Richard. Somebody to tell them, I believe in you.
Yeah.
And for you to have heard that, it sounds like you got a great dose of it throughout your life. And how did it affect you? Dad saying, I believe in you, son.
You know, it didn't hit me because he was always there. He was always the great encourager, the great influencer. But when he was gone, I think I spent about 3 years just wondering, what was it? You know, what was it that he would say to me that, you know, would always, and I missed that. I started to miss that. And then I figured it out that he believed in me.
Moments of reflection allow us to extract the sweet nectar out of experiences of life. Jean de Beaufort once said, pleasure is the flower that passes, remembrance the lasting perfume.
Beautiful.
So you have the sweet smell of dad. What was your dad's name?
Herbert Jr.
Herbert Y. Ali Ali Jr.
Yeah.
The sweet fragrance of his memory. Yeah. And now, through your ministry, you're conveying that very word. And really, it's, I believe, Richard, it's something that God instills in us and desires to instill in us. And the flip side of it is the devil tries to thwart that and distort that and get people to think that they are worthless. Because when your dad communicated that with you, he was telling you, in essence, you're incredibly valuable to me,
exactly.
My son. And it built you up. Now, how did you become a Christian?
Let's see. My wife, Mary, she started going to church and She felt that something was missing inside of her, and she was visiting different churches through her secretary's international group. Some of the ladies was taking her on Sundays, visiting different churches. And then when she finally went to New Hope Oahu or New Hope Christian Fellowship, she felt that she saw something different that struck inside of her, touched her heart. So she came home, told me to go with her one Sunday, and for me, Sundays was busy. I mean, that was
Football. And you're a sportsman, right?
Football, basketball. I love to run. And I told her, oh, man, I don't know. I cannot give up what I already have been doing for years. So, you know, she kept asking me and trying to encourage me to come with her. And then one day she brought home this yes packet. Yes packet from New Hope, New Hope Christian Fellowship is when you say yes to Jesus and they give you this packet of a Bible inside and your next steps as a new Christian. And she said, take a look at this. And she was so excited. And I looked at it and I just threw it on the side. And oh, man, she was so upset with me that she threw it away and she never talked about it again. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I saw that. And I said, man, I better go. I better go and make this better, this situation. So I told her I would go, and I went, and then it took a little bit out of me to understand what was going. So not like the first time I go and I just get hit. No, mm-hmm. it took mm-hmm. a couple of months before I really understood what was going on. I guess because I had this critical eye. When I first came in, I would look at everybody raising their hands. I didn't understand that, and I was thinking, what is this, you know? And then I even told her once, can we just come a little later, like after the singing and the worship? And she goes, oh, it's so hard to get parking here. I said, you're right. So I would go, and then I would have that critical eye. I would criticize the worship singers, the band. The band's they're really good. But this guy looks goofy. This person raising his hand looks goofy. Listen to this. So after a while, I started getting used to the songs. And they were playing a song that I had recognized before. So I thought, you know, if these guys, I don't appreciate them lifting up their hands, maybe I'll just close my eyes because I kind of know the words to the song. And I'm just going to sing the song as I close my eyes. And so they were playing the music and people were worshiping. I closed my eyes and we were singing the songs, whatever words I knew. And all of a sudden, I swear, this is what happened. I was singing and my hand started to raise. And I opened my eyes and I saw that. And I grabbed my hand with the other hand and I pulled it down. And I went, whoa, what's going on? I was thinking, what is this, you know? Mm. I felt like God was telling me, don't be so critical. You know, even you can do this. Mm. And it, for the rest of the service, I was shocked. I didn't even remember the message, but what just took place.
You want to experience the presence of God? Well, the scriptures teach that God inhabits the praises of his people. And it might be a moment where you don't even realize why your hand is going up because, I don't know, physiologically what it might be, but maybe from a spiritual standpoint, there's just a quickening of your spirit to know when God is there, there is a reverence, a sincerity, and a grace. Who knows what all happened with Richard Y. Ale'ale. I mean, he had to get his other hand to pull the other one down because it was struggling with his will. But God was gently, graciously wooing him, calling him. Even so, the Lord may be gently wooing you, calling you today. Perhaps that's why you're listening to this broadcast. This is not by chance. It's not a fluke. The Spirit of God is wooing you, calling you. When we come back, you'll hear more from Richard Y. Ale'ale.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. people like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's a sportsman. He's also a waterman. His hobbies include stand-up paddle. He's also engage in working out on a regular basis with Egan Inouye's boot camp fitness program. I'm talking about Richard Waialeale. He's a pastor at New Hope Oahu and the campus pastor at New Hope Manoa. His ministry is a ministry of edification meaning building up. And as you listen to him speak, you'll concur with me. You'll resonate with me. Ah, Danny, he does. He has that way of just building people up. You know, when God sends someone to build you up, it's, you know, encouraging, it's inspiring, it's stimulating. It's an act of God's grace. And today, perhaps there's a sense of a blockage, a challenge, and something may just be sparked in your mind, and an idea. Something might be sparked in your spirit that will draw you in, and make no mistake about it. It's the Spirit of God calling you to Himself. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And again, Richard Waialeale is in studio with me. To find out more about this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program as a free podcast in its entirety. And to find out more about Pastor Richard and New Hope Oahu and New Hope Manoa, visit... go to the website manoa.enewhope.org. Richard, you said it took a couple of months in the way God was working in you. What were you going through? What was going on in your life at that time before you became a Christian?
Well, before I became a Christian, I was attending the church with Mary. I thought, well, at least I'm doing something good, you know? And I had no idea what God was doing in my life, except that, you know, if I go every Sunday, and we would go to the 9 o'clock service, we'd be out of there by 10:30, quarter to 11, and I go back home, and I still have time to do everything else that I needed to do. I'd make my wife happy because I'm with her, and I was in that mindset where at least I'm attending church with her. But then one day I was sitting down in the pews, and Pastor Wayne was giving the message up on the pulpit, and then he said, saving lives, winning souls over to Jesus. And I thought to myself, oh, that's nice. The following week, he said the same thing, saving lives, winning souls over to Jesus. Different message, but for some reason, when he said that the second time, the second week, it was like the Holy Spirit ambushed me, and it just hit me in the heart, and I couldn't control it. I started to cry. And then I said, Lord, if you open the doors for me, I will do whatever you tell me to do. And that was it. When I said that, I said, if I I want to do that. I want to save lives and win souls over to Jesus. If you let me do that, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. And the rest is history. And I'm still looking forward to what the Lord has in store for my life.
Now, you got a master's degree at New Hope Christian College. And you're working on another one now in global leadership. In what way has your training enhanced or prepared you to do what you do in ministry in this season of life?
What I've noticed through the studies is how it relates to ministry today. Even though something that happened over 3,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, Job complaining to God about his worries and his sorrows, and you know, all of that matches up. And I didn't discover that in its entirety until I was taking these classes, and I just wanted to build up my capacity to learn more about the Bible, to learn more about mission, to learn more about global situations out there, and to be more aware of how the Bible influences us today.
Have you found that it does?
It does. It does. And for what I'm doing in ministry and for what I'm learning through school, I make it a point to apply everything that I've learned and not waste a single study, a single week of what we go through, what we read, what we learn.
What were you doing for work, your career, before you became a Christian?
I spent about 17 years in the hospitality industry, hotels. I did pretty well. I went as high as I felt I could go. And then I went into insurance and investments. I worked for a company doing investments, 401ks and insurance, planning, financial planning and stuff like that. And I did that for about 6 years, 5 years. And then that's when we started attending church, New Hope.
So you were in the middle of almost like a second career,
yeah,
in the, yeah, finance industry, yeah, from a hotel tourism industry, finance, and now God is you in ministry. How did you make the transition? How did you hear the call of God to do? Why go into ministry in the way that you have full time, as opposed to staying in the marketplace, so to speak, and minister, you know, in that environment, from that environment?
You know, I remember sitting in service one day, and when I got hit with that saving lives and winning souls over to Jesus, and I always remembered that. Now, I started serving as a volunteer in different ministries at New Hope Christian Fellowship, and one day I started helping one of the founders of New Hope Christian Fellowship, Dan Shima. And he was the administrator for the church. And I would do whatever he told me to do, go help plant or start this overflow church at Sand Island, or go oversee first impressions, the greeters, the ushers, hospitality, parking, and help put together that ministry. So I was doing whatever he had assigned me to do. And then one day, Pastor Wayne opened up a door for Uncle Dan to head and lead New Hope International, the international part of New Hope Christian Fellowship. And then Dan told me that he'd be looking for someone to take over administration. And then I told him, yeah, that's great. He said, he always does this, but he says, who do you know? Who do you know would be able to do the administration? I go, geez, I don't know. Well, the next day came and he said, you know, Richard, I want you to consider, just consider doing the administration. It won't happen till about a year from now. And, you know, I thought about it. I prayed and I felt some kind of a peace to that. And I said, you know, Dan, I think I can do this. And I'd help you, you know, I'd love to help you with this. He said, yeah, it won't take till maybe next year sometime. Anyway, as soon as we did that, Pastor Wayne talked to Dan Shima again, and he said, you know, we got to really get going on this New Hope International. I want to start it within 2 months. So then he came back to me. He said, hey, listen, would you consider being the administrator for New Hope Christian Fellowship in about 2 months? And when he said that, the next day he came back. He said, hey, you know what? Pastor Wayne really wants me to come out of there. And he has all the licensing and everything to start New Hope International. And looks like we're going to start it next month. So everything just accelerated. Mm. And then I became the administrator for New Hope Christian Fellowship.
What lesson or lessons did you learn from the standpoint of stewarding the gifts that God had imparted to you in the way that you've seen it unfold, or how God, you know, used it in his divine plan in the New Hope ministry?
When I took on the responsibilities of the administrator for New Hope Christian Fellowship, if he was to tell me to go ahead and take this spiritual gift test, and I rank number one, that's my top gift, administration, that's all good. And it's good to identify where your strong points are. But all of that is meaningless unless you surrender to God and let him move you through the gifts that you have inside of you. Is to allow God to lead, and not I try to force things, and I lead by my own strength, by my own power, from what I know and what I've been through in the marketplace. But instead, just let yourself go and get on your knees and let God lead. You know, Uncle Dan would always tell me that. He would always guide me that way.
There's a point, I think, in the life of most people. There's a tension there. The tension of self-promotion, the tension of ambition and dreams, even from the standpoint of it could be very spiritual. There's also this other aspect where you know you don't want to be too much forward, so you cover it. So it's a veiled motivation. Mm. And sometimes if left unattended to, it can get pretty twisted even. But God elevated you. God opened the door. Someone today might be, and by the way, sometimes people feel a sense of frustration or even discouragement. And when the discouragement sets in, am I in the right place? I need to be somewhere else. I need to be, I need to take this opportunity. And sometimes an opportunity comes. Is it God? Is it not? Is it a distraction? Is it going to lead you down a wrong path? All these questions come about as if we reflect on them deep enough, even our own lives. Maybe you're going through that right now. Well, the Lord sends Richard Waialeale to talk about that, and we'll do more. I think it'll be insightful when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, one of the most difficult things to do in life is to be honest. You say, well, Danny, of course, you know, we should live honest lives and to tell the truth. Okay, what I'm actually talking about is related to that, connected directly, but it's a lot deeper. I'm talking about being honest with ourselves. Honest with ourselves. Can you look yourself in the mirror and really look yourself in the eye and know that you're being honest with yourself in the context of whatever situation it might be? It really brings to bear the decisions we make in our own lives. It brings to bear how we make choices of change, even choices of opportunity. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Richard Y. Ale'ale. Richard is the staff pastor at New Hope Oahu and the campus pastor at New Hope Manoa. It's a satellite site of New Hope Oahu. He oversees the edification, the building up ministry of New Hope Oahu, and is part of the teaching team along with Wayne Cordero. Find out more about New Hope Manoa at manoa.enewhope.org. manoa.enewhope.org. Well, let's delve in. Richard, these decisions in life, and how do they mix with our ambitions? How do we know it's God? How do we process through? You've gone through decision making. You've had opportunities. How have you gone through that?
Let me put it to you this way. You know, I came on staff at New Hope 2001, and I spent the next 5 years as the administrator. And we were just climbing, and we were building and growing. And one day, Pastor Wayne felt, we're heading into a different level. And he asked me to step out of being the administrator. Any place in this church you want to go and you want to, and who you want to be in this church, I give you 100% my my support, but I'm gonna make a change here, a transition where you're gonna step out of being the administrator. I'm gonna bring somebody else in, and but any place you want to be. And when he said that, I was shocked. I thought, this is where I want to be. But I listened to him, and then I needed to make a decision what I was going to do. Now, I've been through, I was counting them all just recently, and I've been through about 7 or 8 different changes with this church. Every single time, almost every single time, it hurt. And I didn't understand it all. I thought to myself, God, I thought this is where you wanted me to be. You know, I thought, you know, I was going to be a pastor, and I was a pastor. I was the administrative pastor, and I thought, I'm serving in the church. I'm doing what you asked me to do, but now this change, and I tell you, I was one step away from going right back into the marketplace, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, I'm supposed to know these things, so I better take some time alone with God and see what He has to say. And when I felt I could, where I could feel God the most, where I could hear God the most, was when I took a walk. And I live right in town, so I would take a walk right around the Alawai, right through Waikiki. And it was after about 2 miles, and then the Lord spoke to my heart. And he just said, save and think big. And I was thinking, what is that? You know, save and think big. And I went home, and then I went to work, and I was trying to process everything. And then someone came to me and told me that they wanted me to help them in another ministry in the church. And everything started to flow and gravitate to that area. So then after taking some time with the Lord, going through His Word, because I had the habit of listening to my own voice, which is the worst voice, worst person to listen to, instead of the truth of God. And so I dove into God's Word. And during that time, it was the late October, early November, I was going through the book of Job. And I'm thinking, you're hurting. What about me? You know. But it was through the book of Job where he was going through 37 chapters of his woes and worries and health problems. And I found myself in there. I found God speaking to me and just saying to be still and follow me.
You alluded to it briefly. Is there a danger place, a danger area? Could someone in a critical moment of potential change or even opportunity or even hurt find themselves slipping into a place of darkness?
Yeah, I believe so. And I found myself slipping into this ugly, dark side where I began to listen to people around me. And the worst of all was my own voice saying to myself, I don't need this. You know, I can go right back into the marketplace. And that was the wrong voice to listen to. The worst voice is your own voice to listen to. Where I found solitude, salvation was in God's Word. And when I dove into God's Word and I spent quiet time alone and just reflecting on scriptures that really touched my heart is when I thought, no, I know that He's in control. I know He has something better for me. And then I went back to the beginning, saving lives, winning souls over to Jesus. I said, that's right. I said I was going to do that no matter what. I gotta wait and see what the Lord has for me. And now I said I went through about 7 or 8 changes since I've been at New Hope Christian Fellowship. Every single time I waited on the Lord, I could see the pattern that He was developing for me.
What are indicators of danger? And what would you suggest to someone who is at the crossroads in their life right now?
Yeah, you know, when we start listening to voices around us and our own voice, I fell into this dark place, and I knew I didn't want to be in there. And it was almost like depression and just this ugliness that was coming out of me. And I said, that's not what, how long we've been here close to the Lord, this intimate relationship. I got to get back to that. So what I did was I took some quiet time. Some quiet time alone, and I thought to myself, where is it that I hear God the best? And I did that. So it was time walking alone, not listening to anything, but just talking to God. And then quiet time, whether it's a prayer closet or in my office, just close the door and just thinking of scriptures. If I have to read through Psalms, because in the book of Psalms, it always seemed to bring healing to my heart and to my soul. I would read the Psalms until something caught my eye, and then I would just memorize that. And scriptures, I would memorize it and then just keep repeating it to me until I once locked myself in the office. I said, God, I'm not coming out of this office until you say something to me. I'm staying in here until you reveal something to me. And, you know, it didn't take long, but I just kept in a quiet place.
What's it like in your dialogue with Mary, your wife, as you go through periods of change, transition, and process?
Yeah, there's certain things that I can bounce off of her. I can use her as somewhat of a soundboard, but never a lightning bolt. Those are reserved for people like Uncle Dan Shima, who's a real good lightning bolt for me.
What do you mean by lightning bolt?
Like electricity needs to find somewhere to be grounded. If I start vomiting on Mary about my woes and what's going on in ministry, although she knows a lot of it, but to emotionally reveal my heart and soul to her, it's like electricity. I'll electrocute her. But instead, I find a brother in Christ, iron sharpens iron, and whether it be like Pastor Louis Hillen or Uncle Dan Shima, mm-hmm. someone that I have a close relationship that we can dialogue together with and just share my heart. And I can understand that they say, well, go, when they point me back to Jesus. When I see them pointing me back to Jesus, then I know that's my answer. Mary can do that too, but we don't expose everything to our spouses because we're going to fry them. We're going to electrocute them because they're not the ones that I need to be expressing or grounding my lightning bolt to.
Mm-hmm. These ways of process... we use that word a lot here at the Good Life Radio Show because life is a process. Mm-hmm. And you bring in a very valuable perspective on how you have been weaned and grown and your experiences of how the Lord has used you. And from what I gather, it's a way of protecting your wife too.
Yeah.
There's a shrewdness, there's a wisdom, in that. You know, some people might say, "Well, you've got to open up, you've got to tell everything," but maybe not seeing the other side of it and the kind of impact it will have, especially if she's involved with ministry too. There's a certain way we learn and being able to preserve, being able to stay in ministry long term, being able to know what to share and how to share it, and what. What level or what amount? Pastor Richard Waialeale sharing his experiences, and he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, I've wanted to have moments when I could sit with someone wiser, someone who has had experience, that has gone through life, and just ask, bounce some ideas off, or share some things, and hear them give input, hear them speak into my life, and the Lord has used that. And by the way, I think that's part of what God has designed here at the Good Life Radio Show, is to create those moments for our dear listeners. Because at any given time in our life, your life, you might be going through a period of transition, and God in His divine acquiescence is able to tailor make a message for you in your life right now. Richard Waiʻaleʻale is in studio with me today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, maybe you tuned in to the tail end of the last segment and you want to hear more, you can have the podcast for free in its entirety. You can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of programs of various topics and guests that you can listen to, thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Pastor Richard, to learn more about the Ministry of New Hope Manoa, which is a satellite site of New Hope Oahu, manoa.enewhope.org. manoa.enewhope.org. Pastor Richard, we're talking about decision-making and the process. God would have you go around, say, the Alawai Canal. You would have that 2 to 3 mile walk, and the Lord would speak to you. But you said something in the last segment. You would do what you felt was best in the way God spoke to you. People hear God in different ways. They do. You found your way. How did you learn that? How did you come to a point where you know, and for that matter, how do you know that it's God that's speaking to you?
I believe that surrounding yourself with good mentors, good leaders, such as Pastor Wayne, Pastor Elwin, Uncle Dan Shima, Pastor Dan Shima, and some of the elders of the church, and they all have one thing in common, is that they're not really giving you their opinion, but they're giving you a way back to Jesus. Yeah, and I noticed that about every single one of them. I said, what is it in them that helps me get through all of this? They have good suggestions, but in any case, they would always bring it back to Scripture and always point it back to Jesus. And I thought that was important. And I said, I got to remember that. I'm not here to counsel anybody or save their marriage or save their relationships. I'm here to point them back to Jesus.
It's like a homing device.
Yeah.
Helping you to regather your bearings. Yeah. In fact, I think the flip side of it could be a warning sign. If it's not pointing you back to Jesus, the the author and finisher of our faith, the rock of our salvation. If advice is taking you away, that could be a marker, so to speak. Maybe the advice being given might even be given from a very sincere standpoint, and the friend or a mentor might even mean well. But if within your own response and your understanding, you sense, and it's even spiritual, don't you think, Richard?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will quicken you, and it's so this is intangible. It's not objective. It's really subjective. But when you sense that something just isn't right, you might not even be able to put your finger on it. But if it's drawing you away from Christ, maybe even making you feel independent of God, I can do this one on my own. Perhaps that's a warning sign.
Yeah, exactly. I've done that before too. I've made the mistakes, you know, and
I have too. I have as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Given my advice, and you know, at times it was the right advice, or you know, they went down the right path, but I don't know the end result. And then as I started to notice what some of the best teachers, some of the best counselors, and some of the best leaders, what they would do, they would bring it back to God's word. Always bring it back to God's word. So if someone's sitting right in front of me and they're looking for advice for, at the time they're sharing with me, I'm praying right there. I'm saying, Lord, would you show me in your word where I can point them to in your word? And every single time, the Lord will show me something. If I ask, Lord, where is it in your word that I can show this person how to get him back to you, Lord?
Why is it so important to come back to Christ? Why is it so important to be anchored in the Word?
I think for myself, I can give good advice. I think I can, but what I've listened to my own voice many, many times, and my voice will bring myself down the wrong path. But the truth of God, the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit will never fail me. That's His promises for our lives. And I know that if I follow that, I cannot lose. I might not understand it all, the direction He's giving me, but it's God's Word. So they cannot question the fact that, but that's not what I want to do. But I said, but that's God's Word. That's His promises for us. Over 3,000 promises is His promise for us.
Someone right now is in the middle of the quandary or the quagmire of having to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could say that is a great place to be in the struggle.
Yeah.
It's visceral. It can be painful. It can be frustrating. You might be figuratively pulling your hair, or maybe really pulling your hair, as it were, because of the frustration. What do I do? If you only knew. Pastor Richard, you've given words of encouragement out of your own life, even some examples. A parting shot to someone in that situation right now. Edify them.
Okay, this past weekend, Pastor Wayne was giving a message on Jonah. Jonah, when given the direction from God, go to the city of Nineveh and share my word, he went in the opposite direction. Told him to go east, he went west. It wasn't until he was on a boat and was about to hit the worst time of his life that he, in the belly of a whale, that he decided, okay, I'll do what you told me to do. And it spoke to me as if until you follow the direction that the Lord is actually moving you to walk, do things start to open up for you, doors start to open up for you. So again, I go back to we can run away from God like Jonah did, or we can be like Paul, and he would take whatever beatings it came at him just so that he could do the will of God. One guy was running away from God. He even paid for his ticket to run away from God. another guy, Paul, went on a boat and was persecuted himself just so that he could do the will of God.
You said something earlier. You used a word that really stood out. You used the word surrender. Paul surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah eventually surrendered. Pastor, we've got about a minute and a half. Uh-huh. You lead in a prayer for our dear listener right now who's going through the process. Let's help them along. Let's pray and ask God to touch them.
Lord Jesus, I know that there's someone out there that because of pride, because of selfishness, because of feeling like, I can do this, but you know, you really can't. You really can't. But there's someone that can do it better than you can. Maybe you're on your way, but I know I can do a little bit better. Then the best advice I can give to you is to get you somehow back to Jesus. Take some time alone and to be with Him, because through Him, no matter what fire you're going through right now, no matter what storm you're going through, don't look at the storm or the fire you're walking mm-hmm. through. Look at the one who you can be walking with. You can be walking with Christ. And when you do that, there'll be 10 times the wisdom, 10 times the relationship, 10 times the spirit that's in you, as it says in the book of Daniel, 10 times when you follow Christ, when you follow God, instead of doing it on your own, do it through Jesus. Mm-hmm. Do it through Jesus. The best advice I can give you, point you back to Jesus.
A word of encouragement, a prayer from the heart and life of Pastor Richard Waialeale. And Richard, I'm so grateful, you know, that you took the time to come and speak from your heart, because I believe the Lord has used you as he always does, and use you today to touch someone.
And I believe He uses every one of us as we walk closely with Christ.
Indeed. And it's our hope that you were encouraged today, edified by the rare insights from Richard Waialeale. You can find out more about him and his ministry at manoa.enewhope.org. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you, my friend, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 147:11 says, "The Lord delights in those who fear Him, who put their hope in His unfailing love." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Richard Waialeale. Again, manoa.enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.